The history of the Anishinaabeg and Lake Superior is very long. Early French and English documents named the native people Ojibwe or Chippewa, but they call themselves Anishinaabe. They call Lake Superior Kichigami. Wild rice is Manoman, and Wawashkishi is the deer. Names such as Wisconsin, Michigan, Manitou, Shawamigan, Keweenaw are from the Anishinaabe. The Anishinaabe still speak their language. Wes Ballinger is one of several people making sure it will be heard for hundreds of years to come. Ballinger is working in the language, using it, teaching it, learning it, preserving it. It's his job as head of the language department for the Great Lakes Fish and Wildlife Commission at Bad River, Wisconsin.
My name is Wesley. My Ojibwe name is Neil Gijik. I'm of the Eagle Clan, and Mille Lacs is a reservation I am from. Having your name and having your clan is very important. When you walk on, that's how the spirits will call you. We will call you by your name. You know, going to the sweat lodges, being able to pray in the lodge, going fasting, getting my name, finding my clan. These are all essential aspects to being Anishinaabe. It's a very descriptive language, a very visual language. I always hear the stories of elders, you know, sitting around, and I've actually witnessed this, sitting around, and they'll be just going, you know, mile a minute in Anishinaabe Moin, and they'll just be laughing, and as they tell me, when they have their conversations, it's like, when we have our conversations, we're not hearing words, we're seeing pictures. Dance in our imagination, so it's like almost like a picture book when someone's talking in the language. So I think that's a unique trait and a unique philosophy, and that's why also language and culture go hand in hand, because it has that philosophical outlook. I think that's the beautiful thing about Anishinaabe Moin. Like with deer, Wawashkishi, you know, and what does deer mean in English? You know, we have this word that represents this animal, deer. In Ojibwe Moin, Wawashkishi is the flickering white tail, the one who has the flickering white tail. So they have, in a word, you have a lot of meanings that build up into that word, as into the relationship that being or that person, that animal, that tree has in its environment, or the role in which it plays, or a certain characteristic that it has. You are where you're meant to be. It's almost how I feel like, you know, with the language and culture and the path that I'm on. So, and I think, furthermore, I think that's a common thread in, you know, the tapestry of our history. So we want to record the speakers, their cadence, their dialect. You can hear the rhythm and the dance of the words and the sentences as they string together. There's a big gap between reading Ojibwe and learning it from a book, and then learning it by listening and speaking. So we want to preserve dialects. We want to preserve the language, and more importantly, we want to preserve the culture, because the culture and language are linked hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. So, Lake Superior, where we're at, this land, we have Madeline Island right over here, and that's considered culturally the capital of the Ojibwe Nation. There's a deep spiritual connection here. This land, this water, is connected to us. Water is basically the lifeblood of everything. And then we have in our oral teachings and our oral prophecies, you know, wild rice Manoman, the food that grows on water, and our Western migration. So we were meant to be here in terms of our own cultural belief. So this land is very important in just that alone. We have the connections to the lakes through the Mide teachings and the other lodge societies. And, what we do here in this land affects people hundreds of thousands of miles away of the Ojibwe Nation, because there is that spiritual connection. There is this historical, spiritual connection in our DNA almost that ties us to this geographical area. And we are the stewards of the land. You know, we have to take care of it, because they take care of us. You know, the animals, the birds, the water, the rice, the trees, they take care of us, and we have to take care of them.
wenn guck müssen die Widu Kase. Warten gegen das, das ist ein Akt, wenn dann wir geben uns hier.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Program producers are Barbara Jean Johnson and Kelly Schoenfelder. This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. To learn more, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.
Yeah, okay. But then get on with the bad then. Now I know me good this. When Thomas Wawowski wake, give mash what? Well, okay. Give jabam, jabam with that way, okay. When Mishomas Jacquido. Me the young gum, see him kiddo. But then get on. John Samigat. The Shuna Jigumet, no gunkido. Ishkewek Chizagi Ginma, Mima Wenjibisnia, Minogi Nokmi.